Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
So the Biden administration said this week that they want, they've got this Families First plan, and it'd be trillions and zillions of dollars. And one of the biggest chunks of it will go towards free community college education for everyone. I don't know that there's an income limit on that. There are other things in the plan that would have caps, but anybody could get a free junior college education. And the idea was for trade school, too. So I'm wondering what that's like these days. Dr. Avis Proctor is the president of Harper College in Palatine. Dr. Proctor, thanks for joining us. You're on WGN Radio.
Glad to be here this morning.
So do you understand it the way I do? I mean, that it would be free community college for anyone?
Yes, as I read the proposed plan, it's free for anyone attending community colleges. And then the four-year portion of it, the families with incomes less than $125,000 a year would also, yes.
Which is expensive, but, you know, spend your money the way you want. If the nation decides that's a priority and how they want to spend their money or spend the money they don't have, then we can do that. I've long argued that education is free up to your senior year in high school, and then we cut it off. It's mandatory up to essentially your sophomore year, and it's free up until 12th grade. That sounds arbitrary to me these days. I think 14th grade makes as much sense as 12th grade. What's your reaction to that?
Well, the world has changed. And so, you know, to remain globally competitive as a nation, I think President Biden is really trying to do transformational work with this proposal. And, you know, growing the middle class, expanding benefits of economic opportunity to all Americans, I think is what this proposal does.
What's the enrollment at Harper?
Right now, annually, we see about 23,000 credit students. And with our non-credit students, that rises to about 35,000 students.
What's a non-credit student? Somebody that's just taking a continuing education class? They're
correct.
Not building the resume?
Yes.
But 23,000 students are maybe on some sort of track to graduate or maybe move on, right?
Correct.
23,000. That strikes me as a large number.
It is. We support a large part. We serve 23 communities, over 500,000 residents. And so we play a critical role in students coming to us, be it for entry into the workforce or transfer to universities.
You and I spoke about this off the air, so I know a little bit about this, but let's just do it on the air. What's a credit hour cost at Harper?
It's $133.50. Our board, we've frozen tuition from last year. We did not raise tuition. So a student on an annual cost, tuition and fees, is just over $4,500.
Annual cost, $4,500 for your freshman year of college, essentially. That does include room and board, and most community colleges don't provide that, so they're commuter colleges mostly. Are most of your students living at home and just driving to work every day or to school?
Correct. Our students are commuter students. We do not have any housing, but we do calculate a cost of attendance as it relates to those who pursue financial aid.
So still, I'm just doing the math on this, $130 mm-hmm. a credit hour. Say you take a full load and you're at 16 credit hours. If you're at 15, that's $1,950 for the classes for a semester, just under $4,000 for a full year of education at Harper. And then with books and fees, you say you're about $4,500, huh?
Our tuition and fees. Books will be beyond that.
Got it. So, okay, say $5,000, maybe even a little more than that. But, I mean, the numbers that we're talking about at the University of Illinois and all these other colleges across the country, what do you make of that, that people lament the cost of a college education when I can get one for a little over $5,000 at Harper?
Yeah, we've always been an affordable path in higher education. We're actually on the last day of April here celebrating Community College Month. And Governor Pritzker put out a proclamation regarding community colleges, and 60% of students enrolled in Illinois public higher education, come through our doors. And so we play a critical role in people accessing post-secondary higher education and finding ways to improve their life circumstance and contribute to society.
Yeah. But since it is so affordable, maybe the idea that we would pay for it for people isn't necessary. I mean, it's only $5,000 to go to school there, and you live near the school. So how imperative is it? How important is it that we get free tuition?
Well, let me give you a sense of who's attending our college. And then, of course, the pandemic certainly has worsened it. But in the fall of 2019, we surveyed our students trying to get a sense of the connection between finances, student finances, and student success. And so 39% of our students showed signs of housing insecurity. 66% were worrying about having enough money to pay for school. 47% indicated it was important for them to support their family financially. So our students that we serve, it's the full spectrum. They have a lot of basic needs that certainly the pandemic has highlighted over the last year, that their housing and food insecure, and people were in lines looking for food that you probably would not expect. So the idea of removing this barrier and giving people an opportunity to improve their lives mm-hmm. really will benefit not only them individually and their families, but there's an economic benefit for the country with this plan.
Well, that's another question, and I want to get to that in just a minute. But what do you think would happen to enrollment if it was free?
Hard to project, but I would think it would go up in terms of, looking at some of the programs that are existing right now nationally. There are some states that have been trying this out with free community college, and they've seen an uptick in enrollment. People want to improve their lives and be citizens that are contributing to the growth and development of our communities. We want to live in thriving communities, and so I would anticipate an heightened increase and interest in pursuing higher education.
Well, I would too, and if not in total number of students, maybe total number of credit hours too. Maybe somebody now isn't so financially strapped, and instead of taking 8 hours, they can take 15 hours. Maybe they can get through the process a little more quickly. It's 10:43. You've got a question too? 312-981-7200. Let's continue this conversation. We're visiting with Dr. Avis Proctor, president at Harper College in Palatine. And this is WGN. Let's visit with some of our listeners too. Although, just one last thing about that. Just comment briefly on the cost. I mean, it is going to be in that $1 trillion proposal, a couple $100 billion. And I presume that's a year. Do we get a return on that investment? What would you say about that?
So, there's a report that Anthony Carnival out of Georgetown University produced last fall and talked about how would the administration pay for this. And he projects that it will take 10 years for this to pay for itself. Connected to increased earnings that mm-hmm. would be expected from individuals who have increased college attainment. So the taxes that they would pay back into the system, if you will actually cover the cost of this, but it will take about 10 years to actually pay for itself.
Let's pick up a couple of phone lines. Jan, you're on WGN Radio. What can we do for you? You're on the air, Jan.
Do you have a football or baseball?
Oh, I'm sorry you cut out. She wants to know if Harper has football and baseball, basketball, that sort of thing.
We do have athletics. We do not have football, but we do have baseball, yes.
Do you offer scholarships?
Absolutely. Oh. We offer besides our Pell, we have our foundation that offers more than $1.2 million in scholarships besides our Promise Scholar program.
So that would be for maybe students of any stripe, but for athletes as well? Can a good basketball player get a basketball scholarship to Harper?
They can. They would have to go through our financial aid office or our foundation to see what scholarships are available.
Hey, Larry, you're on WGN. What do you want to say?
I'm a graduate of Lane Tech High School in 1957. We had shop classes then. Now it's Lane College Preparatory. No more shop classes. What about free trade schools? And how about bringing back shop classes?
I don't think that's a crazy idea, Larry. Doctor, what do you think about that?
Well, we make sure we offer what the community needs. And so certainly from an enrichment standpoint, I agree with that. We know manufacturing, for example, is shifting to what folks are calling the fourth industrial revolution. And so we're looking at automation in those industries, and we want to make sure that our students are ready to support the need and the demand that's there in the workplace.
But I think the idea that every kid should get a four-year college education is not true. Some kids won't excel, aren't inclined, and can make a great living without a four-year college degree. And if that means a trade school track, we should support that person as much as we support somebody on an academic track.
We do both at Harper, and so I want to be clear where I stand there. We're not saying that every individual requires a degree. We have multiple certificate programs that students can take part of, and they can actually go into viable opportunities and earn living wages without earning that degree. That is true, but there are different paths that individuals can pursue, and that's the beauty of the community college, that we are the community's college to offer different programs to mm-hmm. for folks to upskill.
This is from Carrie in Sycamore, who says, I'm a graduate of Harper, Northern Illinois University, and the University of Wisconsin-Madison with a PhD in chemistry. Got a great education at Harper, and the enrollment numbers are huge, more than NIU now. Is the class size different at a Harper Community College than it would be at a Northern or a Wisconsin?
Typically, lecture classes at a community college will be smaller than that at the university level. And so we still have very personable, intimate class sizes, 25 students to one faculty member, 20 students to one, depending on the different disciplines. But mm-hmm. it's still a nice, small, intimate setting where students have an opportunity to connect with their professor versus being a lecture hall of 200 students per se, and it's not as interactive.
My complaint has long been that I care how many students are there, but what I really care about is the quality of the teacher. If it's a graduate student or if it's a teacher whose English isn't terrific, if there's almost a language barrier between the teacher and the students, then I think that's a disservice to kids that are paying tuition at any school anywhere. What about this? A lot of texters have said this the last couple of weeks. John, anything free is wasted. Let's pay for 60 hours if they drop. You have to buy in for it to be valuable or for you to be committed to it. Some people have even said that we should pin the free tuition on performance. You have to get a B average, say. What do you think about that, Doctor?
The details certainly we haven't seen with the plan yet, but I can see where we're going to have to be intentional about making sure we maximize the use of these dollars. And so performance-based and the supports that we put in place for students to be successful have to be considered as well. So pushing people through is not what we're looking for. We're wanting individuals to actually master learning outcomes. And so the supports that will be needed in terms of tutoring and counseling and making sure they're making good educational plans, all of those elements need to be in place for students to really thrive and take benefit from this potential opportunity.
Let's talk to Tom. You're on WGN. What can I do for you, Tom? You're on the air.
Yes. So I'm wondering, obviously, on the tax bills that homeowners receive, Harper College is a line item that we are all paying for. Do you have any idea or envision how this would work, whether at a regional level taxation would stay the same? At the national level, would the federal government and everybody in the nation be paying for this program as opposed to regionally what will the impact be on our tax bill? Will we get it lowered because we're getting subsidized for it by the federal government?
Yeah, that's a good question. What do you know much about that, Doctor?
We haven't. I mean, the plan was just released 2 days ago. So certainly, as we're reading through it, we see there is some, possibility for the states and the federal government to share in the costs. And
right.
We know we also have about half of our budget is connected to the local taxpayers. So all of these elements we have to really examine and now analyze and figure out where the next steps should be, but the bill hasn't passed yet. It's a proposal. We haven't seen the details, but we, as those come out, we will be on top of it and examining the potential impact to our community.
I know one of the ways they plan on paying for some of this Biden plan is through more fees or taxes on stocks and bonds. If you're trading, they expect that they'll do that. If you're a high income earner, they expect that they'll nick you that way to pay for it. Tom, it's a good question. Thanks for the call. What about Jim? You're on WGN. What can we do for you, Jim?
Hey, John, just a little comment about out by us in a sandwich. Our kids are going to their regular high school classes, and then if they want to, you know, you're talking about shop classes, they go over to IVVC, and they can take classes in shop, welding.
Right.
I know one kid's in a firefighter class. Another one's in, he's in class to become a police officer. So there are ways to do it, but like you said, you need to buy in. They have to have a commitment. If they're getting it for free, there's no commitment.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call. I'll let the doctor comment on that, and then we'll wrap this up. But again, I don't think that we should penalize, this is my view, just because a kid doesn't want to go to school for 4 years or even 2 years. If they want to be a welder or a cop, I think we should support that. But what do you say to the last caller, doctor?
I want to be clear. We offer those opportunities as well. We have a law enforcement program where we actually have officers that graduate through our program. So we offer that as well. And I agree that there is an investment on the individual's mm-hmm. part, and we have to figure out what that looks like with what's being proposed here. But I can tell you our students need a path that's accelerating them to completion to really improve their lives. And so more to come in terms of where this will go. The free part of it, I think, is what people get caught up on. But we also need to look at the potential outcome for not only our local community, but also for the country.
That's an interesting point. Dr. Avis Proctor is the president of Harper College. Let you and I stay in touch. It's nice to meet you. I know I've been to your school before. It's beautiful. And we'll talk down the road when we know more of the details, doctor.
All right.
Thanks for joining us. You bet.